I'm Carol Hills, and it's The World. For Roman Catholics, marriage is forever, until death do us part. But a lot of Catholics here still get divorced. They just can't remarry in the church without special dispensation. Pope Francis is making it easier for divorced Catholics to get an annulment. And to help explain the changes, we've got Thomas Rees on the line. He's a Jesuit priest and senior analyst for the National Catholic Reporter. Father Rees, remind us what an annulment is and how the guidelines are being changed.
What an annulment is a declaration by the church that the original marriage was not valid for one reason or another. And therefore, the person can't get married a second time. In fact, really, in the church's eyes, the person is getting married for the first time in the church. So that's the way an annulment works. It's currently done through a tribunal process. The Pope is making this process easier. He's getting rid of the mandatory appeal of an affirmative decision. And he's also set up what may be a fast-track process where the local bishop could declare a marriage annulled without going through this complicated tribunal process.
So why has Pope Francis made these changes?
I think Pope Francis is being consistent with his desire to talk about God as compassionate, loving, merciful God. He wants the church to be more like a field hospital rather than a bureaucracy. A field hospital that, you know, gathers the wounded, binds the wounds, cares for people with compassion and love and sensitivity, and doesn't yell at people because they're wounded. He wants us to be more like Jesus and less like bureaucrats.
Father Rees, we want to come back to you in a few minutes, but we've got a report now about another effort by Pope Francis. He's coming to the U.S. for the first time later this month. It's a big trip with planned speeches at the UN, Capitol Hill. Francis will also be putting one historical figure in the spotlight. His name is Junipero Serra. It's controversial, and The World's Monica Campbell has this story.
Andrew Galvin is the curator at Mission Dolores in San Francisco, a big white adobe church, a tourist attraction. It was in Hitchcock's Vertigo. He shows me a statue in the garden of Junipero Serra.
Father Serra, we know from the documentation he was 5'2" with eyes of blue.
What is he wearing?
He's wearing the Franciscan robe with the Franciscan cord and a rosary with sandals on his feet.
Some call him the Father of California. Here, you learn about him at school, that he was from Spain and founded missions here in the 1700s, 21 of them from San Diego on up the coast. This month, a lot more people will know about Serra because of a big event in Washington. Galvin's going.
Here's the invitation that I was just showing. I just opened this up this morning when I got here to work. It's the invitation to the canonization.
Pope Francis will declare Serra a saint in Washington on September 23rd. The Pope calls him the great evangelizer of the West, who brought Catholicism to Indians in California. That's where things get complicated.
Nishmap.
Luis Miranda Ramirez is the tribal chairwoman for the Ohlone Costanoan Esalen Nation here. She prefers to introduce herself in the Esalen language. She says Serra's goal to convert Indians involved violence enforced by the Spanish military.
I hear people saying, oh, he loved the Indians. I don't think so. His goal was to remove our culture. We have to beat them, torture them, remove them from their homeland.
Indians were enslaved to build the missions, corralled in tight quarters, contracting fatal diseases. They were whipped if they disobeyed. Ramirez has studied this history and is horrified.
But nobody holds Serra responsible for the crimes against my people.
Indians throughout California are protesting Serra's canonization. Valentin Lopez has led protests at a mission about 2 hours from San Francisco in the town of San Juan Bautista. Like other missions, it's white adobe, tiled roof. This one has a beautiful green stretch of lettuce fields behind it. Lopez is with the Amamutsin tribe. He's written Pope Francis a letter.
Asking for him to work with our tribal members to begin a healing process, and we had not heard back from him.
Lopez looks at a small, unkept cemetery at the back of the mission. Thousands of Indians are buried here.
It says unmarked graves. Now, this central part of California was the most populated area for indigenous people north of Mexico City.
There's also a statue of Serra. Lopez says it should go.
Look what they did with the Confederate flag. The Confederate flag was a symbol of domination. It was a symbol of slavery. And Junipero Serra should be looked at in the same way.
Oh, agua bendita, que todo pasa bien, con esa agua bendita para ti.
Father Scott McCarthy is a priest at the mission.
The Pope saw him as a person who reached out beyond his own life in order to bring something of value to others. He had a good heart and he wanted to do the right thing. Some of his practices would be totally outdated and not what we'd want.
What a lot of people on all sides say is that the missions could tell a fuller history of Serra, too, and how Indians were treated. Andrew Galvin, the curator at the mission in San Francisco, gives tours that include the Indians' stories. And so does his younger cousin, Vincent Medina. He's also Catholic and Indian. His ancestors are buried here.
My great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother and grandfather.
They join more than 5,000 Indians buried at this mission, just barely recognized by two gravestones created by the cousins. Both the men were invited and are going to the canonization, even though the younger one, Medina, is against it.
But I also know that I love Pope Francis.
He says, if he had a moment with the Pope, he'd say this.
I would respectfully tell Pope Francis that many of us are still reeling from the effects of colonization. Many of us are still reeling from the effects of the missions that Junipero Serra established.
Maybe, Medina hopes, the Pope will talk about this too. For The World, I'm Monica Campbell, San Francisco.
Now, Father Reese, the process of making Junipero Serra a saint goes back to 1988 when Pope John Paul beatified him. Why do you think Pope Francis is going ahead with making him a saint despite the controversy?
There were a number of people pushing for that in the United States, especially Archbishop Gomez of Los Angeles. I think that there was the desire to have a Hispanic saint. We don't have a Hispanic saint in the United States, and Hispanics are becoming more and more a large part of the Catholic population in the United States. I personally would have preferred that the canonization be postponed in order to have the kind of dialogue and conversation with native peoples that people are encouraging. I wouldn't agree with those who say he practiced genocide or didn't love the Indians. I think he actually did love the Indians. Things would have been much worse for the Indians if he had not come with the Spanish. I think the Spanish soldiers and the ranchers would have just totally exploited the Indians. I think that the Pope will use this as an opportunity to also confess the sins of the church, which it committed during the colonization process. He already did that in Bolivia. The bishops in Latin America have been much stronger and forthright in doing this, asking for forgiveness for the sins of the church against the native people and towards the destruction of their cultures. And of course, Pope Francis was a Latin American bishop, so he knows this history.
Father Thomas Reese is a senior analyst for the National Catholic Reporter. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
This is The World.